You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we've got, I got to just say, one of the most fascinating concepts that I've seen in a long time in real estate. And I've been in real estate a long time, and I've seen a lot of concepts.
Oh, boy.
But I went to this real estate cutting-edge technology thing at the, I think it was the Lightbox over in Wynwood.
Yeah.
And then this guy came up and he started talking.
This guy?
Brian. Brian came up, started talking about his concept. I don't want to go any further. Brian, we've got Brian Gaudio. He's the co-founder and CEO of Module. They're up in Pittsburgh. This guy's been everything from an Imagineer over at Disney World to help him make the world better after Katrina. He's pretty smart. He's a Fulbright scholar, served down in the Dominican. He's got all kinds of ways to take a look at this issue. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here. Yeah, what a great intro.
Yeah, I know. I really got all gassed up, you know. So, Brian, why don't we just get straight to it? What prompted you to want to come up with this design and this company? Because, you know, affordable housing, it's pretty hard to find in-town places to live these days, just about everywhere.
Amen.
There you go, Wanda. Wanda, listen, you need one of these.
I'm listening.
I agree. So what drove me to start the company was really going to architecture school. So I went to architecture school that was 5-6 years ago, graduated.
Oh, my God.
Baby.
No, in school, they talk about design, right? They say design's really important and housing's really important. And being an architect in the real world is a really valuable thing. Then you get out in the real world and you realize that business is done and cities are built by real estate developers and construction companies.
Right. We hire you guys and you do what we say.
Exactly. So I said, I don't want to do that anymore. And I felt that a lot of what was being built in many cities, you know, didn't value sometimes the people who are living in the city. Sometimes they're put behind the pro forma. So I said, I would like to figure out, A, who in the world is working on this problem? How do we make cities more livable? How do we make housing that's beautifully designed, but it's more, you know, it's an affordable place to live? So that's kind of where I started this search. So I went actually traveling around South America in 2014 and sit out with one question in mind. How are cities in South America, Lima, Santiago, Rio, São Paulo, and Bogota, how are they approaching the affordable housing crisis that they have when thousands of people are moving into their cities and they don't have a place to live?
Sure.
How are they approaching this problem and what are the best ideas out there? So traveled around throughout South America and ended up talking to some of the most qualified architects, designers, governments, builders, community planners, and learned some really interesting things. And one of the coolest ideas that I saw out there was a firm that worked in Santiago, Chile. And what they did was they had little subsidy for the government had very little subsidy to pay for affordable housing. So they said with that amount of money, we could build a crappy version of a normal sized house, or we could build a very high quality version of half of that house.
Aha moment.
Ding, 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 ding.
Aha moment. Aha moment.
Exactly. Exactly. So they decided to build half of a good house and let the residents kind of DIY, do it yourself for the rest of it. And I thought, wow, this is a great idea. I love it. Pay as you go. You know, start small and then add on as your family changes, as your needs change, as your income grows. So I thought that the idea had a lot of legs and said, how do we take that idea and bring it to the United States?
Yes. Yes. So, okay. So let's say now, you know, and one of the things I wanted to mention, we didn't really talk about, one of the social issues is they're moving out the people that can't afford to live there and putting in the people that are paying up to live there. And that's what's going on. And you're going to fractionalize the I'll call it cube, so that more people can live in the cube and therefore share the cost.
Yep.
Awesome.
Exactly.
Awesome. Awesome. So tell me how you Americanized the concept.
Good question. So we're started here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, about 2.5 years ago. And, you know, in the United States, we have very different kind of needs compared to other parts of the world, right? Bigger is always better in the U.S. And that's how a lot of the home builders have built for the last 70 years. But the reality is the product that a lot of the home builders are putting out there was really meant for the 20th century kind of household. mom, dad, three kids. But the reality is the demographics in our country have changed. The number one household in the United States, guess what the number one household size is in the United States, Jim?
One.
Exactly. So when you have,
that's Wanda's giving me a high five. Wanda, you see, Wanda,
that's
I'm in the industry, Wanda, and it was a loaded question.
Oh, okay.
So when the number one household in the U.S. is one person living alone, why do we need to be building, you know, tens of thousands of five-bedroom, three-car garage houses? There needs to be new answers. And so really, that's where we get involved, is instead of overbuilding and overbuying, give you the amount of space you need today with a small, it could be a one-bedroom or a two-bedroom starter unit.
Dog-friendly.
And then all of our homes are designed to grow. So once you live in the house, you can purchase additions and upgrades through our online platform, kind of like ordering off of Amazon, if you think about it.
Yeah, I really think it's more like living in a professionally designed and built Lego house.
Okay, mm-hmm. then.
That's exactly what it is, isn't it? Because, Brian, what you're doing is you're taking it and you're taking the next room and you're putting it right on there. The person's building the lot, buying the lot, or has enough verticality, and they buy a thing where there's...
Verticality?
Yeah, they can go up.
Boy.
I'm just talking to this because this is a thought leader. This guy is changing the world.
Right,
this guy is changing the world. He's changing the way our cultural fabric can be, because now people can live together again.
I'm on board.
I know you are.
Exactly. So our homes are designed. So we're based here in Pittsburgh. And if you guys are familiar, if anyone's familiar with Pittsburgh, we're a Rust Belt city.
Yep.
So we have, think about it, we have 27,000 vacant lots in the city of Pittsburgh. That's not in the surrounding metro area. That's within the city proper.
Wow.
So we've got 27,000 opportunities to put someone into a home, if you think about it that way.
Sure.
And these lots are skinny. They're kind of long and skinny. So if you think of a row house, that's the kind of product that we're working on. So a townhouse or a row house. So
okay.
It's 16 feet wide, could be, you know, 30 to 40 feet deep.
Okay.
And that's kind of the first level. And then you could start with one story, and then you can add a second or even a third story as your needs change. So we've got a couple different base units on our website. People can log on. They fill out a little profile. We learn about their current needs, future needs, financial health. And we make an intelligent recommendation. We say, this is the amount of house that you can afford today. And as your needs change, you can purchase those additions and upgrades.
And are your products only available in Pittsburgh?
At the moment, we're only available in Pittsburgh, but we are gathering interest from other cities around the kind of Northeast and Mid-Atlantic, and even actually have some interest from the Southeast as well.
We have
building permits to build our first homes in the city of Pittsburgh, and by Q1 of next year, we should have a paying customer into a module house.
Now,
so we're pretty excited about that.
It sounds very exciting. My real question is, why aren't the different urban planners in different municipalities all over you about this? I got to believe that the smart politician latches onto this and rides it into an election.
That's a great question. So we actually, you'll find this, you guys are, you know, down in the Southeast. We actually had someone from the city of Orange County and of Orlando up at our little demo unit here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, about a month and a half ago, because they were looking at a couple of ideas for how to do infill development within the city. And so we've had actually a couple conversations about that. And we've even had, you know, folks like the Ministry of Housing of Saudi Arabia reach out to us. We've had some folks from around the country reach out. You know, as a small startup company, it's great to gather that interest. And what we need to do is focus and deliver our first houses to real customers so that we can then follow up with those folks and say, hey, guess what? The product's out there. We have a real person living in one of these homes. It's not just a show home. And that's when we can have some really exciting conversations and follow-ups.
Well, you know, that's one of the reasons I wanted to get you on the show. I wanted to build that relationship. I want you to get back to South Florida. I want to introduce you to the folks I know in the political class here in Florida. And I want to change the way that Florida is built.
I want to be the first home in Florida.
Well,
all right.
Let's say somebody says that. How do they get information, Brian?
Great question. So on our website, people can log onto our website, and there's a little form on our website. So it says, looking to start with module. And you
Brian, you got to give the website out, bro.
Ah, yes. So you go to modulehousing.com. That's modulehousing.com. Go down to our page, and you'll see own land or don't own land. Whichever those you applies to you, you click, and then you start going through an onboarding process. And if you're serious, then we're taking $1,000 reservation deposits to hold your spot in line. This basically helps us with our procurement.
Sure.
So if you're serious, it's a fully refundable $1,000 deposit, and that will get you in line for our 2019 pipeline.
Okay.
But even before putting the money down, by filling that form out, you can have a call with one of our customer reps, and we can share some of our design packages with you.
Now, if somebody from South Florida was interested in doing that, it's still too early, right?
It is. I would say we are open to having those conversations because, as you guys know, in the housing business, you know, it's a long customer cycle. So you might talk to someone in 2018, and then they're ready to actually build a home in 2019. So one of our goals is in 2019 to do a project outside of the city of Pittsburgh. So who is that right customer, that early adopter who lives in another city and is willing to walk alongside with us in kind of taking what we're working on here in the city of Pittsburgh and bringing that to another place. So we'd love to do that in 2019, and we're probably going to meet that person this year.
Well, Wanda wants to be that person. There she is.
Here I am.
There she is. Wanda, well, we'll talk about it. You know, Wanda is your, you know, well, let's talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it specifics.
Yeah, slow down.
I'm not going to do that.
Slow down.
But the point is that Wanda wants to be your person. So we're going to stay in touch, Brian, off the air with that. And hopefully we can get you back on to talk more about this concept, you know, after you've got the person in the house, maybe get them on with you and talk a little bit more about it like that.
That would be great. And I would say last year we hosted an event here in Pittsburgh called Defining the Future of Housing. We had folks from Comcast Smart Home Division. We had folks from Techstars come in to speak. And it could be a great audience and a great way to kind of bring in some of your, you know, audience from the radio side into some really interesting conversations we're going to have around housing. And we're planning to do that in spring of 2019. It'll be the second annual Defining the Future of Housing event.
Well, we definitely would like to be part of that. We'd like to figure out how we can get something like that going down here in Miami, too. Maybe we talk about that, too.
Hey, okay. That'd be great.
You know, so why don't we do this? We will connect and get you back on the air sometime real soon. And in the meantime, let's try to focus on that. What do you think about that, Brian?
Let's do it.
What's that website again?
And, the website is modulehousing.com, and you can come check it out.
She's doing it
now.
Around.
We have a fun little design configurator where you can kind of play with different addition ideas. And then if you fill out a form, we're happy to talk with you and kind of really, honestly, filling out a form and talking with us is a great way to think about your own housing needs. It really gets your mind thinking. You know, we're happy to be a resource for anyone who's looking to get into a home. We realize that not everyone's a great fit for us, but that's, you know, we want to promote home ownership here in the U.S., so it's something we'd love to do.
I think that there are a lot more people out there that are fit for you than there are that are fit for the people that are buying the five-bedroom, billion-dollar townhomes. I can tell you that. So high five to you, Brian. Smart guy. Went around Latin America, brought some good ideas home. I always like that information disintermediation. Well done, Brian.
Thanks, Jim. Thank you very much.
It's our pleasure. We're going to have you back on the show real soon, okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
It's our pleasure, Brian. You take care now, okay?
All right.
All right, Wanda, take us out. We'll do that last segment together, and we're going to have a great time. We got all kinds of great stuff to talk about.